This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Solve a problem. The relationship is good. I would be very disappointed if that were happening. It's a very early report. We're the ones that put it out. But I would be very, very disappointed in Chairman Kim, and I don't think I will be, but we'll see what happens. We'll take a look.
All right, that's the president at the White House on Wednesday. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what's shaking in your neck of the woods? Some of what we talk about on this show, in fact, I think all of it, affects me in my backyard and you in yours. Missiles pointed at us, how far they reach, what is North Korea going to do? Yeah, we care about that. So the president, you heard him there, he said he'd be disappointed if Kim had this missile site rebuilt. Satellite images are showing that, but were those satellite images taken before the meeting? When were they taken? There's some questions surrounding that. Remember that summit ended kind of abruptly in Hanoi after the Prez said that the North Korean leader asked for all U.S. sanctions to be lifted in exchange for, yep, ripping up the country's main nuclear facility. But then a couple of days later, we get these new images, and they show that North Korea was rebuilding a long-range rocket site at one of their launch facilities, but it looked like it was dismantled after the June summit with Kim in a show of goodwill by Pyongyang. So now you got John Bolton, the U.S. National Security Advisor, right in the middle of this, warning North Korea that it has to completely give up nuclear weapons, the program, or they could face tougher sanctions. If they're not willing to do it, as the press says, they're not getting relief from the crushing economic sanctions that have been imposed on them. And in fact, John Bolton took it a step forward and said, we'll look at ramping them up. We're going to do that. So that threat hangs over North Korea. That has not gone away. North Korea knows that its response is to scare us by testing missiles that could reach the United States. Bolton is saying the U.S. won't buy the same pony that they sold to previous administrations. That's how he put it. And he's calling on North Korea to go back and reassess their strategy. So let's see what happens with this. We're in wait-and-see mode. Here's what will happen. Are you dismantling? Are we lifting any sanctions? We're not going to do it until we know that their nuclear arsenal is down. Makes sense to me. Is it shocking that they would be rebuilding the site? Or is it shocking? Anything can happen with this guy. Anything can happen. So the president walked away, and he did do the right thing there because it wasn't a good deal. So if North Korea gets upset and it's a little temper tantrum, that's not good. And North Korea is a threat. I think it's a threat. If you can reach us with missiles, that's a threat. So that hangs in the balance. Whatever happens with that relationship, whatever happens with dismantling, no relief. It'll be the stranglehold with the sanctions. That's what will happen. In the meantime, as we kind of hopscotch around in a few different directions, so many of you reached out to ask about Alabama and the tornadoes and now what is happening for those people in Lee County. And talking with a few people in that area, of course, all the missing are accounted for, thank goodness. The death toll, way too high, 23, but that's where it was a day ago. And remember, this was one of several areas that was hit by severe weather, but hit the worst. When you have a tornado on the ground for an hour, boy, that is tough to survive. You look at the the photos and the video and everything coming out of this area, and it's just absolutely devastating. And they've accounted, thank goodness, for the 7 people on the list of the people that were reported missing after that Sunday heartbreaking storm. And in the 23, there was a 6-year-old boy, there was a couple in their 80s. You know, even the Pope, seeing the destruction, sent condolences. This is Lent. Now we're into Lent and Ash Wednesday and all of that. The Pope sent condolences to tornado victims in Alabama. The president is going to Alabama on Friday to see the damage for himself. The National Weather Service has confirmed that it was at least 34 tornadoes that hit not just Alabama, but Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina on Sunday. Beauregard in Lee County, that town that was smashed in half, it was the winds of 170 miles an hour that were just so deadly. And there is a risk of more tornadoes because there's another new system that's hitting the south this upcoming weekend, and that's not good news. The risk of storms is like 41 million people. And by the way, it includes, and this is Saturday, it includes Dallas, New Orleans, and Atlanta. And Beauregard, that tornado, deadliest to hit the U.S. since 2013, when you had that EF5 that killed 24 people in Moore, Oklahoma. It just comes on like a freight train, not a lot of warning. I had this conversation today with somebody who actually does the weather about, well, how much time do you get and how much time do they get? And there's not enough time. The only thing is if you have an incredible storm shelter, which they're not cheap, but if you have some sort of incredible storm shelter that you can just immediately scramble to. And even that is not a guarantee. But especially if it's in the ground, a much better chance, a really good chance then. But putting those together, and especially in some of these areas that we're talking about, it's not an easy thing necessarily to do. And I think more people will look into that. We'll look into ways that they can figure out, what do we do if this happens again? Because it doesn't happen, and then suddenly it does, and you are all of a sudden right in the middle of this wild ride. And how do you stop it? What, for goodness sake, do you do? One of the biggest stories on the day has to do with an iconic talk show host. Well, I shouldn't say a game show host, Alex Trebek. He started Jeopardy, being the host of Jeopardy, in 1984. And he announced in a video posted online that he had recently been diagnosed with late-stage pancreatic cancer. He said, just like 50,000 other people in the U.S. each year, this week I was diagnosed with it. Now, normally the prognosis for this isn't encouraging, but I'm going to fight this. I'm going to keep working with the love and support of my family and friends. And with the help of your prayers, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. And he said, and it was kind of funny because at the end he said this, he said, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. It's crazy to think that he started doing Jeopardy in 1984, 35 years as the host of Jeopardy, more than 7,000 episodes. Wow, wow, wow. You certainly wish him the best. All right, I'm jumping over to the other side. Meet me there.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo tea. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play with you. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
It's been framed often that some people are advocating for the victims, while others are advocating for the command chain or the military establishment. This is clearly a false choice. There are many commanders who would welcome taking this responsibility off their plate. Those are the very commanders we don't want leading our troops.
All right, so pretty emotional, but held it together pretty good. U.S. Senator McSally says she was raped in the Air Force. So this was absolutely one of those bombshell messages that came across some desks today if they weren't paying attention to what was being said on the Hill. She's the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, so significant there, and that's why her name is known, certainly. And so the Arizona Republican, who's a 26-year military veteran, made that disclosure at a Senate hearing on the Armed Services efforts to actually try to thwart this. She said she didn't report it because she blamed herself and she didn't trust the system. She said the perpetrators abused their position of power is in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer. But like so many brave survivors, I didn't report being assaulted. And she says, like many women and men, I didn't trust the system. I was ashamed, confused. I thought I was strong, but I felt incredibly powerless. You know, this is the thing, and it's so sad, and I think of the military, and I think of what people go through in the military, and I thank everyone for their service who served, and including my family members, lots of them, including my husband, who was on a ship chasing after Saddam Hussein. And, you know, the sacrifices that are made, and I have to tell you this, there's no doubt that the really strong, good men in the military, and women, by the way, are just sickened by hearing some of these stories. But the military is like a microcosm of society, right? Because you have so many in the military, different branches. So we would be naive to think it doesn't happen. But staying silent is got to be horrific. Coming forward after all these years had to be very, very tough. And I think McSally's disclosure, part of that had to be because we've seen that other people now are starting to do that in the, you know, as far as the military is concerned, etc. And that is a good thing because the people who are the valiant people who bleed for this country, who sacrifice, it hurts their hearts. It does. I've had this conversation when this is what happens because they don't want to blight on something that they've served for however long they've served. And I would think that anybody would feel that way in that position. So you gotta, I mean, you gotta feel for her. So at 52, she served two terms in the U.S. House of Representatives, was appointed in December by the state's governor to take over, remember, the Senate seat that was once held by the late John McCain. That's how she got there. A special election will be held, just to throw this in there, in 2020 to fill the remaining couple of years, because that was the deal. This was an appointment kind of situation. And this disclosure comes on the heels, less than 2 months after Senator Ernst, an Army veteran, said publicly she was raped in college by someone she knew and that her ex-husband had physically abused her. Attorney for her former husband didn't comment about it, but this was certainly a very, very big deal. So they're trying to do what they can to focus a light on heinous acts so the people who are so damaged by this and the people who serve, like I say, with all their hearts, don't have to see that stomped on again and again and again by some people who get away with it, which is never good in any scenario, inside the military or outside of the military. But like I mentioned, for me, I didn't serve, but so many of the people around me did, and it was such a big deal. I can't tell you how many. Well, maybe I can. It's probably at least six or seven different final exercises, commencements, if you will, in their own way. I went to, whether it was West Point, whether it was my cousin Joni in the Navy, and I was a kid. I remember thinking how cool that was when, you know, seeing all the uniforms, everybody lined up, and hearing the tales of what it was like to go through boot camp and then being assigned, and you know where they were being assigned, and you know what that was like. So I really have definitely a place, and I hope many of you do too. I mean, maybe it's a silly thing to even say, but I definitely have a place in my heart for people that have served in any of the branches of the government, and I cannot even fathom that feeling of hearing these stories. And because I know so many people that are stung by this, and they hate hearing this because a few have reached out to me, this is sadly one of those, you know, one of those clean up. That's the whole idea. Clean it up, clean it up, clean it up. And the sooner the better. So shining a light on it is a very, very good thing. And that's what the military is saying. You know, we stand behind her and of sexual, and they're steadfast in their commitments to eliminate reprehensible behavior and breach of trust in the in their ranks, because you certainly don't want that discord militarily, especially when you're talking about, you know, what can happen in serving, etc., and close quarters and all of that. So we move from that revelation today to some other things that have perked up on the radar, I'll call it. You know, it's so amazing to me about the show when I go through the mailbag and I watch what you're talking about, and I say that I feel like I'm the voice of reason, and let's have that discussion no matter what label you want to slap on yourself. To me, there's nothing better than having the discussion and just shed the labels and talk about what it is that gets under your skin and what frustrates you about the direction we might be headed in this country. And we saw the Chevy Cruze, last one rolled off of the line, plant shuttering down for the last time on Friday, sad passing of a torch that didn't get torched, I suppose. And that's technology and moving in a different direction. And along those kind of similar lines, you know, you look at, with technology, where we're headed as far as cars and self-driving cars and electric cars, that now I'm seeing more and more charging stations pop up. So the Cruze and I think other vehicles like it were doomed, because it's about the trends too, and watching the trends to see where people are headed and what they're thinking. And it's bigger, 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 bigger. That's the whole thing. Bigger vehicles, because of how people drive, because of being able to put more in a bigger vehicle. I think feeling safer, I guess that's it. Even if it's cost more to get an SUV, more to fill it up, but whatever it might be, but you can see it. I mean, everywhere you look, look around these parking lots when you're cruising for a space and count the number of trucks or SUVs, especially if you have a small car and you're trying to find a place to park. And you'll see that sometimes it says compact car, and those spots will be the ones that are open. And that shows you how things have switched and what people are thinking. Even if the car payment's higher with the SUV, filling up costs more. I think it's SUV is it. So jumping on that trend a couple of years ago really behooved a couple of car manufacturers, and that was one thing that did not happen with Chevrolet. They were really betting, for one, on the Cruze, and the Cruze just didn't make it. Not enough interest in that car, so cut the losses and move quickly in another direction. That was the thought a couple of months ago, to not drag it out, to not get in a situation where you're in a bigger, bigger hole. So I think that was a smart thing to do, although a very, very hard thing to do for people on the line. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to the founder of Tahibo Tea Club. I told you I've been drinking it, getting ready for my trip, and that sore throat thing that happens to me. And so far, knock on wood, it is working wonders. That's coming up at the tail end of the hour. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a Senate hearing on sexual assault in the military, Republican Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, who served as an Air Force pilot, testified that she'd been raped by a superior officer.
I was horrified at how my attempt to share generally my experiences were handled. I almost separated from the Air Force at 18 years. over my despair.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen handed over documents to a House panel allegedly showing how a Trump lawyer edited his false 2017 testimony. He later told reporters after the hearing before the House Intelligence Committee that it went well.
I believe that all of the members were satisfied with the statements and the responses that I gave to them. I told them that any additional information that they would want, they should feel comfortable to reach out to my counsel, and I would continue to cooperate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So pleased to welcome to the show my pal Al Zedek. He is just a master of, I think, not only mastering your cash flow, but also mastering what it is that blocks you in your mind that keeps you from growing and retaining wealth, which is perfect because the name of his book is Master Your Cash Flow, the Key to Grow and Retain Wealth, and Master Your Cash Flow, the Key to Grow a Valuable Business is the upcoming book. I read his book in one sitting. I was supposed to go somewhere and my husband kept saying to me, are you ready? Are you ready? Call him. We're going to be late. I love this book. And I'm not just sort of just saying that because I met Al and I really like Al, but I really enjoyed this book and I'm starting to implement some of what he's talked about in the book. And it's really been a game changer for my mind and how I think about money. So Al, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. It's a delight to be here. Thank you.
And, you know, I want to talk about your story. Before we dive deep into this, tell everybody that's listening how you, first of all, what brought you to write this book and what was the big game changer in your life as far as money was concerned?
Well, you know, I'm actually the poster child for not mastering your cash flow or handling cash flow very poorly. I guess my story begins a little over 30 years ago when I started a CPA firm. And we were wildly successful. Over 5 years, we grew to be 25 people, four or five partners, a very nice firm in that area. And, but I didn't really manage my firm well. And I got into other things like real estate and other businesses. And quite frankly, I did not keep track of my cash flow. I was out there to sell, do things, rock and roll, but never, you know, look at what was coming in and what was going out. And I got myself into real trouble. I was on the verge of financial ruin, of bankruptcy. I had to at one time call a third of my staff in a room one day and fire them that day because I could not make the next payroll, which I got to tell you really to this day haunts me that I really messed up those people's lives that way. So so basically I was on the verge of going under, and I happened to just run into another CPA who was in, at that time, the beginning of the financial industry and financial planning, and he made me sit down and put together a financial plan. And I would tell you, once I did that, if I felt badly before, now I looked how bad I really was, and I knew I had to take action. And he showed me what to do to start focusing on cash flow, better decisions, how to make decisions that were aligned with your life, and sometimes very tough decisions. And from that, I recovered, and I was so enthralled with what he did for me, as I went back to my partners and said, look, we're a CPA firm that focuses on sophisticated tax planning and filing. We could be so much more to people. We could change their lives. We could empower them to live the lives they want now in the future. And, my partners didn't really agree with me on that, so I basically split out of my own, started my own financial planning company, and basically really changed the way I really managed my career so that I could help people like that one person help me. So eventually I wrote this book because after doing this with so many people for so many years, I wanted to make sure that others could see that, you know, you have it within you to basically live the life you want now and in the future by just, you know, looking at your cash flow better, making better decisions, and if you have to, get help around that.
You know, Al, I love hearing your story because I think for a lot of people, they think it's too late or they just don't know enough.
That's true,
and
yes.
You, I mean, the irony, of course, is you were an accountant, right? So
yes.
If an accountant has to learn these lessons, then probably everybody has to learn these lessons. And I think sometimes people think, well, I can't, or I'm not smart enough, or I wasn't born into it, or whatever it is. I mean, I think you really demonstrate that anybody can learn this. And that's, I love your book, too. It's one of our books here at Forbes Books. The first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. And the upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business. And it seems to me what you're talking about here is valuable both in the context of a business, as in your business and other businesses and business owners and business leaders who are listening, but it seems like the same lessons or a slight tweak on them is equally applicable to people as well. Is there a lot of consistency in terms of mastering cash flow for both an individual and a business?
Actually, there is, yes. Well, for one thing, going back to the fact that I'm a CPA and I got myself in trouble, that's never lost on people, never lost, the irony is not lost on me. And actually, I share that a lot so that people, when they first come into you, realize, you know, you have made all these perfect decisions your life. Because you're right, they're there like saying, I really messed up, and here's Al Zanuck, he's the perfection of all decisions he's ever made. No, we all have to learn from that. But getting back to your question or your comment about, are the processes just about the same? Yes. And, businesses get into trouble because they don't really concentrate on their cash flow or take the time to take care of their best customer, their business.
Hmm.
People do the same thing. They may become masters or really good at their jobs, but they don't take the time personally to concentrate on their cash flow and home or spend some time with it. But, you know, it's sort of natural, isn't it? I mean, we don't wake up on a Saturday morning and a beautiful day like today and say, yes, I can't wait to hit that budget. I can't wait to look at my numbers. Or we don't come home from work and the first thing we say to our spouse at night say, hey, honey, let's have some fun tonight. Let's look at our monthly expenses. You know, that just doesn't happen. So, but the thing is, the lessons are the same. Eventually, it's like if you want to be good at tennis or if you want to get better and better health or shape, you start to get into a routine. And maybe, you know, you don't like to go to the gym, but you know it's good for you. Or maybe going to tennis lessons helps you become a better tennis player. It's changing behavioral patterns and understanding that the benefits can be really tremendous to you. That is what I try to teach in both books.
Yeah, so Al, I love that analogy. It's just like tennis or getting in shape. You just start to work that muscle. So how do you start to work that muscle? Is it just a little bit at a time? Do you look at it like you just described?
Well, if it's a bit of business, again, what I try to do is get them to focus on working on the business, not just in it. One of the ways to do that is business owners, and by the way, people say this too, I don't have the time for this. I'm too busy in my career or in my business. And I try to point out to them is that, you know, if it's really important, you have the time. Like suppose you say that, but all of a sudden you get a phone call from home and Johnny has fallen off his bike and he's on the way to the hospital. What do you say to your spouse? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the time. No, you make the time if it's that important. So you have to decide if basically living the way you want and basically making sure that you're achieving what you want in life, the way you want to live now in the future, is that important. And then take baby steps toward it. It might be like, you know, you schedule like once a month, whether it's your business or yourself personally, just to look at what you are spending, you know, not to criticize it, but just what's going out and then maybe what's coming in. And then maybe just looking at the lines like, do I have to have cable? Can I get Netflix? Do I have to have all those magazine subscriptions? Stuff like that. You might find there's sort of ways to just start to save if you really want to. It's the same thing in a business too, is you schedule a time. Basically make sure it's in your calendar every week, 1 hour, every 2 weeks, an hour or two. And start to review things. What has come in? What does my cash flow look like? Did I make more than I lost this last month? And if I did, what am I going to do about it? So it's taking some things, behavioral things, and starting to put them into your schedule that starts to change your pattern, your habits.
His name is Al Zenick. His first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth, and his upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business, both Forbes books. His website is alzedenek.com, alzedenek.com, and also tswealth.com. And a huge following for you on Twitter, Al, at alzedenek. I guess I have this question, and I think we're going to have to keep you over for a second segment, because I know this is going to erupt, Kate, into
terrific.
A big discussion. But Al, I think one of the biggest problems, and I'm reflecting on my own experience here, is the minute you use the word budget, it sucks the oxygen out of the room. And I have found
Definitely.
That in both business and personally. And I'm just wondering, you know, what do you think of movements to sort of gamify money management? Or maybe we should even change the word to chocolate or cheeseburger or pizza or something. I mean, is there a way to get past that sort of stigma so that people realize, as you said, and I know we're going to roll into a second segment on this, but you said earlier, once you discovered you had a problem, you really got into managing your money. You made it sound like you started really having fun with it. And I think we need to figure out how we can have fun with it too. Will you stay with us for a second segment and we can talk about this more?
Yeah, sure. My pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, we got to flush out what Greg said about
chocolate.
Cheeseburger.
Chocolate.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm doing the kale shake thing, so you're making me very, very hungry. Al Zenick, you are fantastic, and we're going to bring Al back, as Greg said, for another segment, but I'm going to mention this again. He's the author of Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. It's very easy to read, and it's chock full of such incredible
chocolate? Chock full or chocolate?
Yeah, it's chock full of such incredible information. So, Al, thank you so much for joining us on this version of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thanks for having me, Kate and Greg.
It's
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
He's in our virtual green room right now. Milan Vukovic, Tahibo Tea Club. We've been talking about it. You've heard it, I guess, the last couple of days at least on this show. And it's such an interesting, the backstory on this is so interesting. And the stories of what this has done for people is absolutely has blown me away and got me really, really interested in it. So Milan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Let's talk about what led you to the tea and this amazing story about your father, who we have in common. Your father survived. My mother died of colon cancer, and it was, oh, so horrible. And she was a very young 70. She looked like she was in her 50s. But your father survived. And what happened, and what was what really some people would say was like a miracle?
Well, it really was. My father had been healthy his whole life. And when he was 66 years old, he started feeling sick to the stomach, and he went to doctors, and they started taking pictures and scans and all of that, and they couldn't find anything. And this went on for 2-3 months, and finally my father said to the doctors, you know, doctors, I know you're trying your best, but you have to believe me, there's something wrong with me. And they kept looking and looking, and finally they found out that he had colon pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And he was losing weight, and the colon is like an ordinary garden hose. We have about 6 foot of it, and they can operate on the colon, take a foot out, resection it, and if everything is contained within there, even though it's not an easy operation, pretty much you're oftentimes good to go. But the pancreas is a different story. In 1998, they didn't perform any operations on a pancreas whatsoever. Today, they perform very limited operations on the pancreas. And since the tumor, the cancer tumor on my dad's pancreas was the size of a half a brick, they called me up and they said, hey, listen, you need to put your father's affairs in order because he might have maybe 2 months to live. So, of course, I started planning a funeral. And I called friends and family and said, hey, listen, here's the situation with Dad. He's got colon pancreatic cancer, and he might have 2 months to live. So if you want to see him, you might want to come and see him now. So people started coming over, paying their respects, friends, family. And this one family of ours came over, and they brought the tea with them. And they said, this tea cured our brother from cancer. So I'm looking at these people like they're Martians or something, because my father was getting treated at the Houston Medical Center, which is the largest medical center in the world. It's bigger than Boston. It has 4 hospitals right next door to each other and 50 medical buildings right beside those 4 hospitals. So it's like Central Park in New York with nothing but medical facilities. And the doctors, you know, were saying, plan a funeral. These people are telling me the team might cure my dad. But anyhow, I'm polite to the people, of course, since they came to pay their respects and thank them for coming. And after they left, my father figured, well, what the heck? If I've got 2 months to live, what's the difference if I'm drinking water or if I'm drinking tea? So my father starts drinking his tea, and 2 months later, they put him on a CAT scan machine, and the doctors thought their CAT scan machine was broken because they can't find the tumor that used to be the size of a half a brick 2 months prior, and he wasn't receiving any treatment during those 2 months. So they said to him, you know, there's something wrong with our CAT scan machine, but the hospital next door, they have a CAT scan machine as well, and why don't you walk over there? We'll phone them, and they'll take a picture so that you don't have to come back next week. So that's exactly what happened. My dad walked over. They took a picture. They couldn't find any cancer either. My father has been cancer-free now for over 20 years. He turned 86 years old about 4 months ago on October 10th. And not only is he 86 and cancer-free, he's in such good health that he continues to drive at the age of 86. And he really does still continue to cut my grass. I mean, I'd be embarrassed about it if it wasn't for the fact that he enjoys doing it, and I know it's good for him.
I love that story. So, I mean, this is shocking. First of all, thank goodness the friends came over, but what's your dad's, what was his reaction to that? That's amazing.
Well, we really didn't have any belief in the tea whatsoever when my father started drinking it, and neither did my father, but he was open-minded enough saying, well, you know, if there's nothing that can help me and the tea's not going to hurt me, what's the difference? Let me go ahead and start drinking the tea. So when 2 months later they couldn't find any cancer, and I was called and said, you know, your father's cancer-free, I had to take the day off at work, and I used to work as a stockbroker at Merrill Lynch, and I told my secretary, I said, you know, today I'm going to call all my father's doctors, and I don't want to speak to anybody that does not have DR in front of their name or MD behind their name. So I started calling, and the very first call that I made, I reached my father's oncologist. He picked the phone himself. I can't even get a hold of my own doctor if I call him, but nonetheless, the man picked up the phone himself, and I said to him, I said, you know, as gratifying as it is, can you imagine how incredulous it is? I mean, I'm planning a funeral for a man. Y'all haven't done anything, and now you're telling me the man doesn't have cancer. What gives? And so the doctor says, yeah, he says, I mean, we took 2 scans, he says, as you know. He says, one in the one hospital, one in the hospital next door, and there's no cancer cells there. But if you want, we'll give him chemo. I said, well, who the heck in their right mind would want chemo if that's, you know, if you don't have cancer? I mean, you know, that's so in any event, so My father never did end up having chemo or radiation. And the tea has been certainly a blessing in my family's life. And then that's how I started the Hebo Tea Club.
Yeah, that was my next question. So you start the club. Here you're a stockbroker. You start the club. And tell us about Tahibo Tea, what it comes from. We talk about it, and you hear it in the spot, but tell us what is the root of it and why it's so effective.
Well, the Tahibo tree is indigenous to the Amazon rainforest. And the native name for the tree in Brazil is Tahibo, which is what the Indios call it. And then when the Portuguese came to colonize Brazil 600 years ago, they called it Pau D'Arco, because this tree never gets fungus. It's the only tree in the world the fungus doesn't grow on. So as a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So because of those properties, the wood from this tree also happens to be the very hardest wood in the world. It's like concrete, and you can take this wood and bend it and do whatever you want with it, and it won't break. And so when the Portuguese saw that, it was being used for making the bows, for bows and arrows. That's why they called it Pau de Arco. Arco is arch in Portuguese, and Pau means strong, so strong bow, so to speak. And now, but maybe more importantly, what the tea does is it builds the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. And our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because what it does is regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin so we look better, to the cells in our organs so they function properly. And it can truly be miraculous for somebody fighting a potentially life-threatening disease like an infection or diabetes or cancer.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's absolutely amazing, and I've got the tea, and I'm frantically drinking it because I've got to get on some planes, and you and I talked, and you said, oh, that's how you avoid that cold, because that's, I don't want one of those awful, awful colds. Will you come back on and tell us more stories and more about this, about the tea, about Tahibo Tea and the Tea Club?
I'd love to. Anytime, I'd be happy to expand a little bit more upon it. And hopefully next time we talk, we'll have a better result in a Super Bowl than we had from our L.A. Rams yesterday.
Which, by the way, we'll say this quickly. Bill Belichick's family is from the same village, same area where your family originally is from in Croatia, right?
Yeah, interestingly enough, even though we don't have football in Croatia, the top coach in the NFL is Croatian, Bill Belichick, and the top coach in college football, Nick Saban, is also Croatian. And Bill Belichick's family happens to hail from the same city, which is Karlovac, in Croatia. So we're really quite proud of him. And so yesterday for us Croatians that live in Los Angeles, it was a win-win situation. Either our Rams were going to win, or Bill Belichick was going to notch his place in history.
And he won. All right, so check out, thank you, Milan. Check out drinksupertea.com. Get you some. I am inhaling this stuff. I am not going to get sick, and I'm going to be healthier. Hang with us.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea. tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.